A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. 72 came back rejoicing. Lord, they said, even the devils submit to us when we use your name. He said to them, I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Yes, I have given you power to tread underfoot serpents and scorpions, the whole strength of the enemy. Nothing shall ever hurt you. Yet do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. Was then that filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, he said, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son who the Son is except the Father, who the Father is except the Son, those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And turning to the disciples, he spoke to them in private. Happy the eyes that see what you see. I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Therese of Lisieux. Like quite a few people in the world, it's an ordination anniversary for me and also many other priests, though many priests are also ordained on the feast of Michael the Archangel. The Gospel is the Gospel of the day, but it fits rather nicely with Therese because she was known as Therese of the Child Jesus. That was a special devotion. In fact, the idea of being a child was fundamental to her understanding of her Carmelite spirituality. In fact, in many ways, that goes through a great deal of Carmelite spirituality. So Simon Stock, the great medieval English Carmelite preacher, when he preached, people often felt they could see the child Jesus in his arms. Christ is a child, and those who come to God being like children. Thank you, Father, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, revealing them to mere children. But childlike means different things. Childish can be an insult. It can suggest innocence. I think many people do see it that way. They see being a child as being naive, unintelligent. Well, in fact, children learn much faster than adults. But a child in a foreign country, they'll pick up the language with the accent. But we adults will be floundering, desperately trying to copy the strange vowel sounds of these foreigners. But I think for Therese, being a child was something different. It was all about receiving happily, unashamedly, and in humility, the gifts of God. Therese died at 24. And in many ways, she's been the saint of the 20th century. There are statues of her in so many churches, including my own here in Glasgow. But she tells a story that doesn't sound very saintly about her childhood. She was given a tray full of toys and was told to pick one. And she took the whole thing, the whole box of toys, and said, I want them all. And later, writing their notes as a young but quite responsible Carmelite sister, in fact, was a novice mistress, I believe, she recalls that story and says that's really what it means to turn to God, to want everything. To her, that was her vocation. That's why she's a patron saint of the missions, because she wanted to be all the things that there are in the church. She's quite fascinated at how variable the lives of the saints can be. She says, you know, some left great writings, some left no writings at all. Some were great missionaries, some were great thinkers, some were very intelligent, brilliant, eloquent, some were, well, to be honest, a bit thick. Didn't say that, but it's what she meant. Some weren't very bright at all, but, you know, the holiness of God. She wanted to be all of that, so she wanted to receive all of that in some way, and she felt that by being love at the heart of the church, as she put it, she could somehow unite herself with the whole of the church. That seems to be the meaning of her life, especially after she died at such an early age, at 24, that she somehow appears at the in the minds and hearts of so many people in so many ventures, sometimes literally. Thomas Merton says one of the monks, the businessman, when he was travelling in the Midwest America, he thought he saw this nun in the tell, didn't know who it was, and then he saw a picture of Therese and realised it was her. And this led to his vocation as a Trappist monk. Not to know how much truth is in these things, but there are many, many stories of Therese in which she helped people. But here's the point about being a child. The child is always happy to take, to receive. That might sound selfish, but you know, the great trap is pride. People are in hell because they will not take, not receive. Most of all, they'll not take mercy. They won't take God's gifts. And you see it with young priests who kind of want to change the world, who don't want to wait. They don't want to accept that, in fact, the power of their ministry, the power of any ministry in the church, is Christ himself and his work. They want to convert everybody. They don't want to be instruments in conversion. Who's better? And that's what Christ is saying to his apostles. He gives them power and they think the power's great, but they also think it's their power. But then they're at least innocent enough to be children, to see the things that the learned and the clever do not receive. The mere children hear what the learned and the clever don't hear. And of course there's the other apostle, Luke knew personally, not in this gospel because his conversion is later, and that's Paul. Undoubtedly learned, undoubtedly clever. But his learning drove him to madness and to a vicious desire to repress the truth. But when Christ appeared to him as a gift, when someone prayed over him, and he too realized that anyone can be a child, anyone can be happy in the gifts of God. And in fact, you need to be, because in heaven, it's all gift. Everything